From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. What happens to your life if you're wrongfully accused of a crime? We have two stories today. In Chicago, a 15-year-old boy is behind bars after being charged in a shooting that left two men wounded, one seriously. But some say the teenager is leading a troubled life because of what he endured when he was just 7 years old. In 1998, he and another boy were wrongfully accused of raping and killing a little girl named Ryan Harris. More on that case in a moment. But first, a former principal is putting his life back together more than a year after a 16-year-old high school student falsely accused him of having consensual sex with her. Ebony Wilson earned his Ph.D. 2 years before accepting a job as principal at Chester High. The public school, with about 1,600 students, is located near Delaware, Pennsylvania. Mr. Wilson's time at the school lasted only a few months. He was arrested for sexual misconduct and had to post a $50,000 bond. His accuser later recanted her story. Here's 29-year-old Ebony Wilson in his own words.
Being a principal at Chester High School, for one, it was a huge challenge for me, especially being my first school. I mean, I was going to this school unaware of the demographics that exist and the history in the neighborhood. But once they figured out that I cared about their education and about their life, they began to accept me more and more. They say this young lady walked in the back of the auditorium. At some time later, I came in through the front of the auditorium, and then we both left. She left out the back at some point, and then I left out the front. And they said they got that on camera. They said they put two and two together, and they questioned a young lady. Initially, she told the truth. She said she was in the auditorium skipping class, and she wasn't alone. There was a couple other people in there as well. I do my rounds around the school. I go in classrooms. I go in places where I know kids are ditching, and I go look to see if they're skipping class and so forth. Finally, the police came and questioned us. Finally, she just said, yeah, we did. We did something. They went from there. I was in awe. You know, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know where it was coming from. You know, I started to think back on how many people I had to remove from the building and how many enemies I had created by the restructuring because I had to let people go. And I knew that people didn't like me there as far as some of the adults, particularly the safety officers who watched the cameras, because I made sure that they were on their job. I'm the one asked them to put the camera in the back of the auditorium. And this young lady, she wrote, I think, my lawyer letters telling her that she lied. And then I saw her on the news confessing that nothing happened. And, you know, at that point, I didn't know, you know, what was still going to happen. I was still kind of dumbfounded by the whole situation. And so when they finally dropped the charges, like a few days before the court date, I was just relieved and was ready to start something new. I still wasn't thinking about going back into education whatsoever. But then, you know, my heart is God put me on this earth to change kids' lives because they are suffering. You know, I think it's always going to be a stigma, a cloud hanging over my head, but I just want the kids to know that, you know, no matter what, I still enjoyed my time there with them and hope that I left an impact on their lives. My wife and I are opening up a school in Chicago. We hope to change more kids' lives and create more opportunity for them so that they can get out of the miserable condition that they live in. And, you know, that's how I know why I was put on this earth, is to get them to recognize through that suffering that they can grow strong.
That, again, was Ebony Wilson, Ph.D., who has written a motivational book, Breaking the Cycle.